About 1,500 mostly young people took part in the annual Million Marijuana March in Prague on Saturday afternoon to support the cause of marijuana legalization in the Czech Republic. After crossing the Vltava River and arriving at Letná Plain, the crowd grew in numbers and enjoyed an afternoon of live music, dancing, beer and, naturally, some illicit substances. Jan Richter was there.
People had the power on Saturday afternoon at Prague's Letná Plain, which was enveloped in a haze of marijuana smoke. The venue, best known in the past for hosting communist May Day rallies and more recently the largest anti-regime demonstration of November 1989, was taken over by supporters of marijuana legalization. After the Million Marijuana March arrived here from Old Town Square, the demonstration broke into a big party. It has been 10 years since the first legalization gathering, and David Čermák, the organizer of the event, explains what progress he has seen since the first marches in Prague.
We see a real big difference because there were big problems in the first years. The authorities thought that we are something like criminals, but this time we have no problems with authorities, and in Czech Republic the marijuana is almost legal, but not in laws.
As far as marijuana use is concerned, the Czech Republic is already a very tolerant country. According to a 2006 poll carried out by the Institute of Health Information and Statistics of the Czech Republic, every fourth Czech has some experience with cannabis. Possession of the drug for personal use is legal, and the activists are now calling for the legalization of cannabis for medicinal purposes as well as growing marijuana plants for personal use. Will campaigns similar to the Million Marijuana March influence the legal situation? Jiří Iksdoležal, journalist and a pioneer of cannabis advocacy, does not quite agree.
I think it will not help to legalization, but it's a good promotion, good party. And that is why I think it's really meaningful.
But Doležal believes that over the last decade, there has been a change in the perception of marijuana on the part of the public, as well as the authorities involved, including the police.
Our situation today is incomparable to the situation in 1996, when power of repression started their fight. They changed the law and they wanted to start a war on drugs. They was not successful, and today is so peaceful situation around marijuana that legalization is not a political question, because it's not interesting for nobody. Society found some consensus about marijuana.
A new Czech criminal code, which was before parliament last March, but was rejected for a variety of reasons, envisaged growing marijuana for personal use. This year, however, MPs will vote again on a new set of criminal laws. When does Jiří Iksdoležal see change finally happening?
I hope since this autumn. It will not be legal in Dutch meaning. We will not have coffee shops, but growing for yourself will be legal. And it's enough for Czech.
Journalist and cannabis campaigner Jiří Iksdoležal, ending that report by Jan Richter on the weekend's Million Marijuana March in Prague.